Rien de tel qu'une petite cassette pour se mettre dans l'ambiance avant une rencontre délicate, surtout que rien n'est jamais simple avec New Order.
Sam, they are making the later.
Studio inondé, introuvable sur place à Manchester, il faudra battre la campagne glacée et pas mal de galères pour enfin les localiser.
I think we get lost.
Where's...
Yes.
Okay, watch our way.
On finira par dénicher New Order à une soixantaine de kilomètres de Manchester, dans un mini-studio où ils répétaient en vue de leur prochaine tournée internationale. 8 Hook, Steven Morris, Bernie Albrecht et Gillian Gilbert, un des groupes les plus difficiles à aborder, acceptaient enfin de rencontrer une équipe de télévision.
We've never really been that interested in promotion. We've always felt that by playing live, you promote yourself, and like that's the only honest way to do it, and by people listening to you, you know, and just seeing if they like it. I mean, it just doesn't interest us really to just flog your guts out doing loads of interviews or.
Can't flog our guts out doing loads of gigs.
I think a lot of our music's pretty timeless anyway, it's not. You listen to Joy Division stuff now and it doesn't sound dated or backward in any way. It sounds contemporary. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's a hit now that sounds dated, if you like. Very samey, and I think that Joy Division and New Order sound different. They always have done. It took 4 years for the Joy Division stuff to come out. Yeah, it's just a growing thing. I mean, I still think that we write good songs, and as long as you do that, you can't go wrong, really, can you? Sometimes it's frustrating in a way, in the way that sometimes your records tend to, you know, disappear. Like Perfect Kiss didn't do very well, BLT hasn't done very well, and yeah, you know, you don't consider them to be worse than Blue Monday or anything like that, but maybe it's just because of the way we do things, the independent aspect of that factory and us that sort of holds them back. But it's nothing, you know, it's not worth losing any sleep over, really.
Well, our records, factory cock and all. And everything else. They're a nice amateur label.
Yeah, I mean, we make records and factory put them out, and they don't have a promotion department as such, or an A&R thing. It's very, very low key, so you just have to rely mainly on the quality of the music or whatever to carry it through. I mean, the sort of the climate for an independent label has changed a lot in the past few years or whatever. But luckily for us, we seem to be able, you know, we seem to have got out of that rut that independent labels are going, but a lot of the small bands on factory can't get out of that rut, you know. It's like, these days it seems that you have to have that promotion, that A&R thing, to sort of get anywhere, and it sort of puts a lot of crap forward, as far as I can see. But because factory haven't got it, you get a lot of small bands that just sort of melt into the wallpaper. I mean, like, Americans can't understand why, if there's money to be made, why you won't make it. And they find that very hard to cope with.
We earn enough money, you say, so we don't have to work to earn our daily bread more than we do at the moment, so we can't be arsed. If we did, we would. I'm sure if we didn't earn any money, our attitudes would change rather quickly.
People with money will always control it. I mean, I think you could do with another punk thing now, couldn't you? Put Duran Duran where they belong.
Find it out, mate. See you being Sputnik.
In fact, we're the only good group in the world, really.
We play alive, see you being Sputnik. Hope you don't do covers. We don't mind.
There you go.
So then you don't mind.
And we don't really.
Why do we sell more records?
Because people don't like honestly.